Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Taylor Johnson Show. Today I just wanted to come to you guys and talk about what people have been asking me so far on social media. And I actually got asked a question by a Facebook friend about why I support Donald Trump. I have made a previous podcast about this, but I wanted to come at it with a fresh perspective, especially since it's 2020. Coronavirus is a mist. Also the impeachment, other things that she asked about, such as the wall, the Mueller report, and the Muslim travel ban, she also wanted addressed. So I just want to talk about a couple of things before we get started. As most of my listeners know, I am a Trump supporter. I am a Republican as well as a conservative. You can be all three, or you can be two, or you can be one of them. That's just the reality of where we're at in this political climate. So I just feel the need to sort of put that out there at first. So first thing is here, I am not the same as every other Trump supporter. I don't think anyone is when it comes to politics. No one should be exactly the same. We should all have enough brain power to be different in whatever ideologies that we want to push or regress. So I think that is very important to people that are listening to this that are not conservatives or Republicans to say, hey, they all don't think alike. And, you know, that's a fair trade. You know, I don't think all liberals think alike. I think you have very extreme measures on each side, and you should ask each person why they feel the way they do instead of just lumping them into one big glob of, you know, just one political mindset. And also, politics is not all consuming to me. Politics is not my life. I would say about 45 to 50% of it is my life, but that other is spent on vacationing, on wine, on meeting new people, on elevating myself, on etiquette, on being more of a person of the world than just someone who was born and raised in America. People don't understand that all the time. And I am somewhat of politically aggressive on my social media platforms. I am very outspoken when it comes to politics, so I can see why they would think that. But I just want you to know, I'm not just politics, politics, politics all day. Especially, you know, when you have such a polarizing political climate, I just don't want to argue with people all day. So sometimes I just let it go, you know, and I understand when to bring it in, when to bring it out, when I'm asked the questions or when the social scene is appropriate to do so. So with that said, I want to go ahead and address someone's question on Facebook. So the question was simply, hey, I don't understand how people support Trump with everything that has happened, from the wall not being built, from the Mueller report, from the Ukraine call, the Muslim travel ban, people being locked up in cages, him paying off porn stars, and et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to answer a couple of things first. Not only has most of the stuff been debunked and thoroughly debunked, I don't want to go into that because there's no need to. I'm no longer interested in changing people's minds. I don't care to change people's minds because that's not my calling. I figured out my calling and it's not to do that. So I won't go through each point and debunk the ones that have been debunked, such as, you know, people in concentration camps at the border, the wall not being built. I do live in Texas. I can assure you that the wall is being built. The collusion in the Mueller report, obviously, if you read the report, there was no collusion on behalf of Trump himself. Also, the Ukraine call with the impeachment, the whistleblower, the impeachment did happen in the House, not in the Senate. So he was not formally impeached in a way where he was ousted of the White House. So just a couple things and, you know, more topics that we can talk about that have been debunked. So now that that is out the way, I want to get into why I support this president. As a conservative, I believe that the individual is responsible for his or her own development. Not the responsibility of an outside force telling you that you need to develop, here's how you need to do it, which is why most conservatives are, you know, just very limited government and low tax affirmative. It's because we understand that, you know, if there's too much say-so of the government, then there's less freedom that you can experience. I think most people understand that about a conservative. So there are three things that I really, really appreciate about Trump, and I'll go through them really quickly. I just didn't feel like putting this on Facebook. because I just didn't feel like it. So first thing here is, if you want to pursue happiness, if you want to pursue life and liberty, one of those pillars, those institutions that, you know, people usually go down is, if they're not working for a business, they want to start one. And in order to do that, the best way to do that is to function in an environment, in a market that has very low tax regulations and very high profits. If people want to pass down wealth or generate wealth through a business, this is the time to do so. And it's important because this is always the first point that most Trump supporters bring up. And I think it's just absolutely imperative that we do. I mean, Trump has cut taxes for small businesses by 20%. We always talk about the major corporations, which are also important. Like I said, because if we're not starting a business to amass wealth, we are working for one. This is important because there are more people incentivized to start a business, to start a market, more American-made products, more American workers working. This is what keeps our economy flowing. It's been a great investment. It's been a great return for most people who have started businesses during this time. This is the time to start a business under the Trump administration. Now, with COVID-19, there have been some setbacks, major setbacks. However, for the most part, I think that for the span of his presidency, I think most people have experienced a surplus of money rather than a regressive amount of money in their bank accounts. Very important. Something we need to talk about is that small businesses have benefited from this. Also, another, you know, component of why I support Trump is because of what he's done for the family. The First Step Act was signed by Trump in 2019. Since this was signed, I mean, there have been more than 3,000 Americans who have been released from prison, and 90% of them have been Black. It's a small step. It's a first step, i.e. the name First Step Act. This is important because this is a call to response to the 1994 crime bill, which was signed by President Clinton. You know, this is something amazing. No matter how much you don't like him, that's amazing. Another little caveat to that is, with the family, not only are we dealing with, you know, recidivism in the prison system, we're also dealing with tax credits. And through, you know, his tax reform program, he's just made it easier for people who have children to benefit more from that. Okay, so this is important. So he's doubled the child tax credit, providing an additional $1,000 per child in tax relief for working parents. This incentivizes American people to have families, okay, to continue to be working citizens, if that's what you want to do, and to have them reap the benefits of being a family unit. That is beautiful to me. What is negative about a family? What is negative about building families and incentivizing them to stay together and to reward them for doing so and for giving back to our economy by being a worker or by being a business owner? It's absolutely amazing. He's also repealed the grotesque Obamacare mandate. I believe it was like $650 if you didn't have Obamacare or any insurance for your employer. That is an overreach of government. I shouldn't have to pay the government in order to not insure myself. That makes no sense to me. He's repealed that. People like that. It's great, amongst other things that he's done for the family. This is something that I admire. I think it's great that he's done that. The next thing, he's not politically correct at all. There are some things I dislike that he says, but that's just what you get when you deal with a president that is not PC. He curses, you know, he says things. I don't agree with everything he says. I don't think any president should swear, but I think it's important to see that the leader of the free world is not politically correct. Being politically correct is something that has been damning to a lot of Americans, because now you can't even say things without being, sent to jail in some extreme cases, or going to court, or somebody calling the cops on you. You know what I'm saying? You called she a he a she, you didn't know, and now you're being fined if they take it that far. I think it's absurd. We literally have an amendment for that. It's called the first one. It's a freedom of speech. Okay. It's a freedom of petition. protest, assembly, and religion. These are things that we get to have from being American citizens. They're God-given rights, but the Constitution backs that. And when you see a president that is not politically correct, it gives people the sense of pleasure to know that you're not going to just slap our president around, no matter if you like him or not. If there's something that is said, and for you to call it either violence or a call to violence or whatever you want to call it, it's literally protected by the First Amendment. Call it what you want. It's something that's been on the books since 1787, since the Constitution was freaking ratified. Okay, so that's just what it is. If you don't like it, then gather up some people to try to amend it. But it hasn't happened for a reason. And on top of that, the Constitution is the oldest functioning form of government. That document is the oldest that is currently still working to this day. Congratulations, America, because it works for a reason. Okay, and we can still amend that if we wanted to. It's called the amendments. And it's called that for a reason. I like that. I like that you just can't push him around. I like that he's the only sitting president that can go to North Korea and talk to someone who we thought we were on the brink of a missile nuclear war with. And everybody's feeling okay about North Korea right now. That's awesome. That's a great thing to me. And we can talk about the flip side for a second, because I don't want people to think that I'm just blindly supporting Trump. A couple things that I don't agree with. I mean, sleeping with a porn star, that's disgusting in itself. I don't agree with that. It's disgusting, okay? You know, him saying what he said about grabbing women by the pee. Is it vulgar? Yes. Was he in a private space? Yes. Do men talk like that? Yes. This is another thing tying into the PC culture. Yes, this is what happens when men talk. And when you when you listen, you're going to hear some stuff that you're not supposed to hear. And my comment about it is what he said, paraphrasing, you know, I'm so affluent, you know, I have so much money. When you have enough money, women will let you do whatever you want to do to them, even grab them by the P word. Number one, he's not lying. Is it vulgar? Like I said, yes. But hey, it is what it is, you know. And I just think that people took it to where they sort of translated that into, oh my God, you're just a bad person, bad president. Orange man bad. Got the feminists all riled up. Okay. One thing I hate about election cycles is they do this. They drudge up dirt from like old times, or they try to pin you on something and they sensationalize it. And they have people literally thinking this way. I mean, it's been 4 years now. People are still talking about this. Okay. It's because it's something that emotionally struck people. I don't agree with everything this man does, but I don't care. I care about policy. I don't care about who he slept with. Yes. Is it immoral? Yes. He's a man. I don't even agree with what my parents think most of the time, and they raised me, let alone the leader of the free world whose interests are the people of this country. There are 325 million plus people in this country. You think I'm going to agree with every decision that he makes? No. No. For example, the vaping policy. He literally changed the policy where kids cannot vape until they're 21. That's an overreach of government to me. If I want to smoke a vape at 18, then let me smoke a vape at 18. But passed Congress, president signed on it. Some things I don't agree with. Some things I think are the responsibility of the community and the parents, not the government. So those are just some reasons why I support Donald Trump. I don't think he's an absolute saint, but who is? Who is? People were so comfortable with Barack Obama because he was black and because he told lies. He didn't lie about everything, but his policies were whack. His policies were absolutely horrible. Can anyone name a policy that did the American people any good? Does anyone care to find out? Anytime anyone says something about Trump, and they always try to use Obama as the savior, when you go back and try to use Obama as the antithesis of that, it's like, oh no, we're not talking about Obama now. It's like, no, let's talk about Obama now. I mean, I was born in 1991, so Obama was president for two terms. I mean, that's 8 years of my life. I was in high school, even in some middle school through high school. Okay. It was Barack Obama. I lived through it and can say he wasn't quite the president we needed at the time. Okay. We can go through each nuance. We can do that. But I strictly support Trump because he's the antithesis of Barack Obama. Period. Point blank. So this is just a little snippet to everyone out there who listened to my podcast. I thank you so much for listening. Most of you already knew this, but this podcast is for people who don't understand why I feel the way I feel. So just to sum, it's mostly philosophical. My conservative beliefs translate into Republican beliefs when it comes to political parties. And that's the way I give back to my country. I've been very blessed to be an American. And the way I give back is to fight for the foundations of America that have built this country. Whether you agree with the Constitution or not, whether you agree with laws or not, if that's the case, you fight and you change it. That is the beauty of being in this country. So that's what I do because I am a patriot and because, damn it, I love America. There's nothing anyone can say. I've heard it all. There's nothing anyone can say. I love this president. I love all people. Let me just put it out there. I love all people. I even love Barack Obama. Okay. But I support this one. I support 45 because 45 has just been the realest president that I've ever seen in my life. And I appreciate it. And I thank God that I've been in this political climate where I can experience Donald Trump. Because once this is over, we'll never have another president like him. And we're going to look back and say, well, you know what? Maybe he was not that bad. Oh, and before I go, the Department of Homeland Security is reporting that we now screen 100% of southbound rail shipments for illegal weapons, drugs, and cash. And we've also expanded unmanned aircraft systems throughout the entire southwest border. And we have completed 651 miles of fencing. Thank God the wall is going up.